The 13th Annual Walk for Wellness and Suicide Prevention is coming up on September 8th. We are still walking around the Crana Lake area for the walking portion, but the program and silent auction will be at the Lacombe Performing Arts Center this year, said organizer Heather Jackson, who also co-founded the event along with Barb Walker. Last year, about 135 people took part in the walk, with about $6,000 ultimately being raised. Darcy Stingle from Speakeasy will be our MC, and Connor Jednorog of Blackfalds will be playing his bagpipes again while we walk, she said. All proceeds from the silent auction and donations will go to future events and the services of the Annam Rural Youth Association of Blackfalds. Annam Rural Youth Association provides mobile, one-on-one, trauma-integrated, crisis intervention, and psychological first aid approach support services to at-risk youth and young adults of Central Alberta. At Annam Rural Youth Association, we're dedicated to providing innovative support services tailored to marginalized and at-risk youth and young adults aged 13 to 25 in the rural communities of Central Alberta, according to the website. Our services are specifically designed for individuals who may not find traditional therapy settings suitable or effective. We understand that generational trauma and negative previous experiences with traditional services can create barriers to seeking help. That's why we offer an informal, casual environment, free from constraints of traditional therapy, catering to those for whom conventional approaches are not the right fit. We offer personalized support tailored to the unique needs and experiences of each client, whether they're facing challenges related to trauma, mental health, suicidal ideation, self-harm, parent conflict or high-conflict divorce. Meanwhile, no registration is required for the walk, and Jackson said those who would like to take part are asked to wear a white shirt if possible. Some will also be on sale for $20. The white shirt is to help unify us as a group as we walk in the community, and for the group in general as we come together to support each other, she explained. If people don't want to participate in the walk, they are still more than welcome to come and hear our speakers, and check out our silent auction at the Lacombe Performing Arts Center. I feel very fortunate we've been able to continue the walk all these years. I'm also excited about our union with the Annam Rural Youth Association. They do really important work, said Jackson. I'm also always very grateful for the community's support that we receive, not just in Lacombe but in the surrounding areas as well. People donate silent auction items and they encourage us with what we are doing. Jackson, who has lost two sons to suicide, said the first walk was in 2012. She has noted that coping in the wake of suicide requires work each day to not just move forward but to even survive it. She and her daughter had gone to a similar event in Edmonton in September of 2011. And then a few years back, they also started to do some fundraising at the event for various causes related to mental health. Overall, the vision is to help youth and young adults in particular to get the therapeutic resources they may need. For more information, call Heather Jackson at 403-318-3673. People can call me if they have any more questions, or if they wish to donate an auction item.